Okay, the Dutch city we're looking for is Leiden. Reporter Emily Kopp spent some time in the Pilgrims' former hometown and sent us this report.
The Thanksgiving Day service in Leiden's 15th-century Gothic church is one of Europe's largest. Boys dress up in stockings and breeches. Girls wear black dresses with white aprons. Everyone sings American hymns. The mayor and a descendant of a Mayflower passenger each give a little speech. Coordinator Roberta Enskede says Thanksgiving is rooted in Leiden's cobblestone streets.
When people come to Holland, they go to Amsterdam. American people, the first place they should come to is Leiden. They should come to this church. They should walk these streets. They should see these sites, because I really believe the roots of our nation are in this country.
The Pilgrims arrived in Leiden in 1609 after fleeing religious persecution in England. Leiden welcomed them because it needed immigrants to help rebuild its textile industry, which had been devastated by a long revolt against Spain. Here, the Pilgrims were allowed to worship as they wanted, and they even published their arguments calling for the separation of church and state. Jeremy Bangs directs the Leiden American Pilgrim Museum. He says the Pilgrims quickly adopted several Dutch customs, like civil marriage and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgivings were for all kinds of events, including military victories. And in Leiden, there was a Thanksgiving, and still is, for the relief of the siege of Leiden. It's on the 3rd of October, which happens to correspond with the time of harvest festivals generally.
October 3rd is still the biggest holiday in Leiden. It commemorates the day in 1574, when the Dutch finally chased the Spanish out of town. People celebrate by eating bread and herring and throwing a huge street party. When the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving in America, Bing says, they combined some of what they had experienced in Leiden, such as the games and military exercises, with what they thought a holier Thanksgiving should have. Bing says they found inspiration in the Old Testament.
And in the Bible, there's a description of what to do at a harvest festival, the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot, and that is that one should have it for about a week and invite all of the strangers who are within the boundaries. So this accounts for the Pilgrims inviting the Indians. And Indians turned out to be the majority of the people in the harvest festival in Plymouth Colony, and that's sometimes forgotten.
The Pilgrims might never have had that American Thanksgiving, however, if Leiden had remained tolerant of religious dissenters. But by 1619, the Pilgrims had reason to worry. Holland had agreed to give England control of all the English Reformed churches on Dutch soil, including the Pilgrims' Church, in exchange for military aid against Spain. The Pilgrims decided it was time to leave. Within 2 years, many of them made the transatlantic voyage to the American colonies. Now, nearly 16 generations later, some of their descendants come back to Leiden, especially at this time of year.
We have here information about
Californian Patricia Thomas is visiting the museum. She has traced her family roots back to a Mayflower pilgrim named Fuller.
It's kind of interesting to come here and see where these people came from and to understand the reason why they left Europe and why they would go to a country they knew nothing about and try to settle and reestablish, colonize, whatever. It had to have been a rather frightening experience to leave something you know and go into something that's totally unknown.
Americans in search of their family roots have been visiting Leiden for centuries. John and Abigail Adams wrote about their trip in the late 1700s. They came to see what one of the original Pilgrims and Plymouth Colony Governor William Bradford called a fair and beautiful city. For the World, I'm Emily Kopp in Leiden, Netherlands.